KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports in high school boys postseason basketball last night. The six seniors on the Exira EHK Spartans roster had never beaten Arweva prior to last night. The Spartans finally took down the Rockets when it mattered the most as Exira EHK beat Arweva 69-50 last night in Manning in the Class 1A District 15 final. The Spartans avenge their only two regular season losses this year, and they move on to the Sub-State 8 final against Sioux Central on Saturday in Denison with a trip to state now on the line. The Spartans led a defensive struggle early by taking an 11-7 lead by the end of the first quarter. They were able to increase the lead to 9 by the end of the first half, and they held that edge after three quarters as well at 43-34. Exira EHK then kept making the necessary plays down the stretch and knocked down their free throws to seal that big win. Cole Burmeister had a monster night for the Spartans, dropping in a season-high 30 points. He was 10 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter as the Rockets continue to foul to try to extend the game. After the game, Burmeister said his big night was a team effort, saying a lot of those points were from the free throw line, but that's just your teammates trusting you late in games, and it just feels good as a team. He said, I couldn't do anything without my teammates, and we're just really proud. The Rockets hit back-to-back threes to cut the Spartan lead to 10 early in the fourth quarter, but the Spartans didn't let any more momentum build from there. The Spartans improved to 22-2 on the season. Arweva was led by 14 points from Keegan Simons and 13 from Drew Shirky as the Rockets say goodbye to an incredible senior class that went 82-10 in their career. The Rockets end the 2018-19 campaign with a 22-2 record. In other 1A district finals last night, St. Albert beat East Mills 52-39. It was Ankeny Christian Academy over Earlham 62-39. Mormon Trail beat Bedford 93-65. Grandview Christian over North Mahaska 74-34. Also Sioux Central beat Newell Fonda 54-44. In the Class 3A boys sub-state semifinals last night, it was Denison topping Creston 47-43. Winterset beat Carroll 55-48. Gilbert over ADM 60-54. And Norwalk beat Dallas Center Grimes 68-48. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, Rue Hachimura scored 23 points as number 2 Gonzaga beat Pepperdine 92-64, keeping the door open to a possible number 1 ranking next week. Zach Norvell Jr. scored 21, and Brandon Clark had 16 points and 11 rebounds for Gonzaga, who won its 17th straight game, the longest streak in the nation. They're 26-2, 13-0 in conference play. The other top 25 game saw Jordan Poole score 22 points to lead the long-range shooting barrage by 7th-ranked Michigan as the Wolverines easily beat Minnesota 69-60 Thursday night to set up a weekend matchup against rival Michigan State for first place in the Big Ten Conference. Well, number 1 Duke says freshman star Zion Williamson is day-to-day with a mild right knee sprain. A team spokesman says Williamson is progressing as expected after he injured his knee when his left shoe ripped apart as he slipped while dribbling during the first minute of Wednesday night's loss to number 8 North Carolina. Nike says it's investigating why Williamson split a shoe open during the game. Also, college basketball news. Police say Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim struck and killed a 51-year-old man walking outside his crashed vehicle on a highway. Syracuse police say Boeheim drove by and struck the pedestrian while trying to avoid the vehicle. Police say there was no sign that Boeheim was impaired. He was coming from the arena immediately following a basketball game that night. No tickets have been issued to Boeheim. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes try to bounce back from a loss to Maryland tonight when they host Indiana. The Hawkeyes are 9-6 in the Big Ten after a 66-65 loss to the Terrapins, the third straight game that came down to the final possession.
You just come to expect that. I mean, that's what this league is, and that's what typically happens the second part of the conference schedule. I mean, every game's been like that, the ones we won. And that's what this league is.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who expects a tough test from a Hoosier squad that's 4-11 in the league race after a 2-point loss to Purdue.
Yeah, they keep coming. And, you know, they've got some young guys that keep getting better. We know what that team is, and, you know, we just experienced it 3 games ago.
Iowa beat Indiana 2 weeks ago in Bloomington. McCaffrey was not happy with sophomore center Luca Garza publicly accepting blame for the loss to Maryland. Garza finished with 5 points on 1 of 7 shooting.
We lost by 1 point to a ranked team. It's really good. You know, really good players, really good coach. Conference game. You can't take the blame for that one player. You know, typically the coach takes the blame for the loss and the players get the credit for the win. That's the way it should be.
You can listen for that action tonight. Iowa, Indiana from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Pregame show tonight on KJAN, 7 o'clock. Tip time is at 8 this evening. Drake guard Brady Ellingson left Iowa looking for more playing time his final season, and he found plenty with the Bulldogs. Ellingson has spent only 2 minutes on the bench in the last four games, and the Bulldogs take a share of the Missouri Valley lead into Sunday's game at Illinois State.
I'm grateful that a coach believes in me and puts me in, and he trusts me to be out there when the team needs us to win and stuff. And I just try to play hard, and I try to stay in top shape off the court so I can play those 40 minutes.
Drake coach Darren DeVries says Ellingson's ability to shoot three-pointers opens up the offense.
Yeah, he's so valuable for us, really at both ends of the floor, but offensively just because of the spacing he creates. You know, if you're not going to leave him, it allows other guys to have those opportunities to get downhill and get to the rim where you can put some pressure on the defense.
Drake is 10-5 in the Valley, 21-7 overall coming into this weekend's contest. Well, the 10th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women were knocked out of first place in the Big Ten race. Indiana rallied from 16 points down to stun the Hawkeyes, 75-73.
You know, they did a good job of trying to clog up the middle and take away the paint. You know, we have our paint points are 32, which certainly isn't bad, but they just scored too many threes on us.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes, with that loss last night, fall to 12-4 in the Big Ten.
We started out shooting the three ball so well, and then it just kind of all went to heck. We missed too many free throws, too. Didn't crash well enough. Unfortunately, too many mistakes today, and it's unfortunate.
Megan Gustafson led the Hawkeyes with 26 points and 12 rebounds as Iowa dips to 21-6 now overall on the season. In baseball news, the San Diego Padres officially announced their $300 million 10-year deal with All-Star infielder Manny Machado. The agreement, the largest for a free agent in big league history, includes an opt-out clause after the 2023 season and $150 million. Machado can pick six teams annually that he can't be traded to without his consent. He gets a hotel suite on road trips and has the right to purchase premium tickets at Petco Park. The Cleveland Indians and two-time All-Star reliever Tyler Clippard have agreed to terms on a minor league contract. Also, the LA Angels signed pitcher Dan Jennings to a minor league contract with an invite to spring training. Third baseman Trevor Plouffe has agreed to a minor league contract to remain with the Philadelphia Phillies. The Los Angeles Dodgers will honor pitching great Don Newcomb by adding a commemorative number 36 patch to their uniforms this season. Newcomb died Tuesday at the age of 92. The team says Newcomb will be saluted in pregame ceremonies on April 27th. Newcomb, along with Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella, helped pave the way for blacks to play in the major leagues. Longtime Boston Globe baseball writer Nick Cafardo has died after collapsing at the team's spring training ballpark. He was 62. The newspaper said Cafardo had an embolism and Red Sox medical staff was unable to revive him. In golf, Rory McIlroy nearly made a hole-in-one on the same short par 4 that Tiger Woods hit his first competitive shot in Mexico out of bounds. McIlroy kept right on rolling to an 8-under 63 for a one-shot lead Thursday in the Mexico Championship. Woods opened with a double bogey and salvaged his round with an even par 71. McIlroy wound up with a one-shot lead over Dustin Johnson. Justin Thomas, who lost in a playoff last year to Phil Mickelson, and Matt Kuchar were both at 66. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is skipping the Honda Classic next week as he tries to figure out a busy Florida schedule heading to the Masters. He says he will play the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill the following week, a tournament he's won 8 times, and then the Players' Championship. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.